Take my friend's gloves and squeegee your third fucking eye. Okay, TV is clouded it over, okay? TV is like taking black paint to your eye. Take mushrooms. What do you think? Mushrooms are here by accident? You think it's a fucking accident? Mushrooms grow on cow shit? Where do you think the phrase that good shit came from?
Alright. That was good shit, man.
I'm going to treat this philosophy like a hound.
Do you think Pops is going to get into the mushrooms ever?
Oh, that's, no.
I don't think
kinda
so.
Kind of came close. He was like asking about cows and asking about how they tasted and Bill thought he was going to win that bet for a little while.
Mm-hmm. I was just reading about that, man. So we're here with Kevin Booth. If y'all just tuned in, that was the last piece we'll be running tonight. Kevin was kind enough to bring up some cool Bill stuff, and the CDs are coming out on the 25th, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the party, is that the 25th as well?
24th, Monday.
24th.
Monday night, Capital City Comedy Club.
Way the hell out north.
183 in Anderson, used to be the last stop, which... we could have had it somewhere else, smaller, for free, and all that kind of stuff, but Relentless was recorded there.
Mm-hmm.
Sane Man was recorded there. Arizona Bay was recorded there. And at least 50% of Randy Minor was recorded there.
Well, seems right.
So it's a fitting. Even though they've rearranged the room and everything like that, I thought it was fitting that we should have a party in that room.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Even though the ceiling is kind
of
low.
You've got a couple of other appearances scheduled, I believe, so people can listen to what's going on, I believe.
Right. But none will be as fun as tonight, let me say that. I mean, Bill loved ACTV, like we all do, because... this is the one outlet where we don't have to censor Bill in Austin.
Exactly.
You know? Right. I mean, even on HBO, he had to be like a little bit clipped. So this is the one thing. People that live in Austin are really, Bill Hicks fans that live in Austin are really lucky.
Very lucky.
They get a lot more. Except if you live in England, that's even better. Mm-hmm. But they don't get all this cheap stuff that I do.
Well, you're going to be on KUT, when is that?
I'll be on KUT tomorrow night at 10 p.m. with Larry Monroe, Texas
great.
Radio.
He's a great guy.
He's a great show. Larry Monroe. And then I'll be back on that wacky morning KLBJ.
Pink Taco Show.
Pink Taco. It's like every time I do that show, from the time I park my car in the parking lot and get out, and I get in, by the time I get in my studio, they started some new topic, and I have no idea what they're talking about when I get in. And I walk into the room, and everybody's like in on some big joke.
Yeah, right.
And I'm clueless. And
especially
that
early.
The Pink Taco thing. And I walk in there, oh, Pink Taco. I have no idea what any of that meant. And
that's crazy.
That's me the last time I was there. But again, I'll be on there Monday morning, and I'll get some sleep the night before.
Sure.
And I will. and I'm going to take some melatonin or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
It relaxes the body.
I can have better dreams. I can remember my dreams. I can have one dream all night if I take melatonin.
So do you feel good? I know, man, this is like something you've been trying to do forever, to get this stuff finally out.
It'd be a huge release. After that relief, after this party, I'm going to just... The only thing after that, we're going to make a feature film about Bill that could take forever. And
some kind of big budget thing or just a personal project?
Shooting for a big budget thing.
Man,
yeah, it could take a while.
Yeah, it should be done.
A real theatrical kind of a thing in theaters that looks good.
How come stuff like this always happens, man, where you hear about people after they're gone? Why do people get all the notice after they're gone?
Because, I think, obviously I've had a lot of theories about that. One of my main theories is that when an artist is really on fire, people are kind of threatened by him. Mm-hmm. And when they die, suddenly they can look at their body of work as being a finite thing, and they can accept it.
No competition.
Right. And there's no more coming or something, so they can like go, okay, this is everything he did. And a lot of people are really threatened or just would hear Bill and just be like, like that. Now that he's dead, it's like, well, God, he's dead, so maybe I could listen to him or something. I don't know. It's tricky.
Weird. Some guitarists think they're better than Hendrix because Hendrix is dead.
Yeah.
I don't buy that theory myself.
Nah.
Yeah. Well, man, I really appreciate you coming out tonight and all the work you've done on this whole thing, dude. Obviously, I don't know if I would have the same, I don't know whether it would be fortitude or just anything to work on something as diligently as you have, having been so close. and have to see it and hear it over and over and over.
Oh, well.
You know, and it didn't sound like Eric Johnson to me, by the way.
It's more Pat Metheny. Bill's going for a Pat Metheny thing. I'm the one who said Eric Johnson. You know what it was? Okay. Michael Corcoran called me. He was like an hour late to my house, and he goes, we had a breaking story, and I go, what, did Eric Johnson guitar go out of tune? You know, you got to fly across town. So I'm the one who introduced the Eric Johnson thing.
Oh,
like,
no.
You know, so anyway, whatever.
that's the true story. I'm sticking to it. I want to go ahead, since we have the number up, I'll play through a couple more phone calls if you want to sit here with us and bear with that.
Yeah, sure.
And we got some more videos coming up. This is the last Saturday Night Raw time, and we're going to show a lot of videos at you here real soon, so stay tuned. Hey, what's up?
Hello. Hey, what's up, man?
Just hanging, Kevin.
How y'all doing today?
Beautiful, man. Have you been watching?
We're
doing great.
We're fine.
Hey, Dave.
Yes.
Hey, man. I'm sorry. A couple of questions. First of all, God damn it. How did Bill, did he have brain cancer or something? How did he die, actually?
Pancreatic.
Yeah. It's too bad. Oh, and the other thing was Bill, he said in one of his conversations or his interviews, I agree with this, was, okay, Texas is full of people, like these militia types, okay? So people that don't trust the government and that are armed, that have a fucking gun or something.
Armed to the hilt.
Makes about half of us.
Yeah.
So he was smart on that. And it's really goddamn too bad that... that Bill didn't live through these times. I mean, what was he, 34 or something when he died?
32,
I think. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, he was right on, and Bill, you know, he wasn't a fucking Republican or some kind of goddamn Democrat or something. He's a realist.
Or left-wing or right-wing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but, I mean, he was fucking straight on, man. Bill,
the guy who played on Capitol Hill.
We're going to miss him a lot. And let me plug these ACT TV shows. You have the Kung Fu Bachelor Party, and that one especially really good show that occasionally is shown. It was, I think it was at the Laugh Room or the Laugh Stop or something, like in 1990. But he was hilarious.
Yeah, it's great.
And we're all the worse off for having Bill die. But for Christ's sakes, I mean, he was a funny man, you know, and.
Kind of
complex or whatever. I think he was just a realist. You know, I don't. He's not Jesus Christ or anything, but he was.
He's trying.
He's funny, man. He's funny, and he knew what was going on. And
what's your name, if we may ask?
Eric.
Eric. Hi.
Eric. Dave Pruitt. All right. Well, anyway, I was just trying to say that you know, there's a mysticism of Bill. Well, look, he was funny, and he had some really good points to make, and it's too goddamn motherfucking bad that he died.
Yeah.
You know, 34. But whatever. But one last thing is, you know, the thing about the militia is like, oh, okay, you're against the government, and you're armed. Doesn't that involve half of Texas or something like that? But anyway, I'll let you guys go. And Booth,
thanks,
Booth was his best friend, right? You did a Kung Fu Bachelor Party with him, right?
Ninja Bachelor Party.
All right, well, I don't know. Let's get him sorted out, and I hope you get that sorted out with his relatives anyway. But we'll miss Bill a lot, and, you know, Jesus Christ, whatever. we'll have to deal with a lot. You guys take it easy. And,
thanks for watching.
Thanks.
All right, I think I'm going to go with that. If you want to touch just real quick on the whole thing about the guy, you know, we'll just go all night with it. I think actually, the guy who called earlier, doing this for your own good. If I understand right, this deal that you finally struck with Rykodisc is
I didn't strike it.
Exactly.
Yes, apparently.
It's not at all strictly exclusive to Mr. Kevin Booth.
No, not at all. In fact,
so,
it's less exclusive to me than way less for than just her.
Although you're the one sweating.
Yeah.
Making the stuff and having it documented, everything that
his
anyone...
His mom is sweating a lot, though, too.
Is she?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We're all sweating.
but anything you see here, especially on Access TV, that has the work of Bill that he's done, anything that you see, you can thank this guy pretty much for everything you see, short of the one interview that I did with him on Capsize, but that wouldn't have happened if Kevin wouldn't have set it up. So
Bill gave me 4 Percocet that night, and I said, let's do it. He wanted to go home. Sorry, he wanted to go home.
So we did it.
We did it.
And
a lot of Percocet, and so
you know,
I.
we appreciate everything we have from him, and it's great to still see it airing on ACAC.
I'll never get used to it.
Never get used to AGAC. Thanks, Kevin, for coming.
Sure.
Y'all catch him on KUT and KLBJ coming up.
Come to the party.
Lots of free CDs.
Come win a free CD. I swear to God, it'll be great.
It'll be great. You'll win. There's a bunch of stuff. I want to say thanks to Alfredo and who we have here tonight. Andrew and James left. Sean's back there tonight working hard. We're all sweating. And Leigh, Diane, we wish you were here. This is it. We're going to go to some video. I think, what are we going to see next? We have... some video from a band called, this is Fountains of Wayne coming up. They're on Scratchy Records, along with Full Fledged. This is a Scratchy Records double shot. And I believe there's going to be a Scratchy Records thing during South by Southwest, a showcase. It's a label put together by a couple people in Smashing Pumpkins and some other fine individuals. But for right now, this is Raw Time. We'll be back later. There's a bunch of videos starting with Fountains of Wayne. See you later.